present Episode 8 in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. Our last episode told of the exciting race between the Green Valley Line and the CK&W for the mail contract. In spite of heavy opposition and foul play, in spite of the stoppage of the mail special and the attempts to kill the engineer on the pilot, Bill Reed wins the fight against his father, owner of the opposing railroad. The Green Valley beats the running time of the CK&W by 1 hour and 50 minutes into Sewell Junction. Our scene shifts to the superintendent's office at Morristown, where Pop Harkness, superintendent of the Green Valley, is still unaware of the good news.
Hello, superintendent's office. What?
Wait a minute.
Say that again. Oh, but it can't be. It's impossible. Why, we know what happened. What? Well, all right.
Now look here, Carrie. Don't tell me something else has gone wrong. I've had enough bad news for one day.
No, nothing wrong, Pop. Oh, dear, I can't believe it. They're sending the messages in.
Wait a minute.
Message for Mr. Harkness.
All right.
What is it, Carrie? Read it out. Go ahead. You might as well have the bad news.
Oh, but it's not bad news. Huh? It's marvelous. Oh, I can't believe it.
Say, are you going to read that message or ain't you, huh?
It's from Sewell Junction, Bob. From Bill Reed.
Oh, well, go on, read it. What's the matter?
Sure. This is what it says. Mail delivered to government representative Sewell Junction. Beating CK&W time by 1 hour, 50 minutes.
What? Say, come here. Let me see that message. Why, we just got word that the mail special was stuck, with the track blown up behind him.
Hold on, Pop. Here are two more messages. Here's a long report.
But say, how in tarnation did they get that mail? Why, say, they must have got it through on the pilot.
Yes, that's it. Here, listen to this. Another message from Sewell. Due to defective equipment on mail cars delivered us, I transferred mail to pilot train at Hilltop Siding. Got past Unity Station before explosion occurred. Train fired on near Webster Station. Engineer Donegan slightly wounded.
Huh? So they took a shot at Mickey, eh? Well, now, that's too bad. But don't seem to have done much harm. Gosh almighty, so we've made it after all, eh? Didn't I tell you that boy was smart?
Oh, eh? Yes.
Say, what's the matter? It's glad he won out?
Well, of course, Pop. You know how thankful I am. It's only...
Only what?
That Bill Reed makes me sick.
Well, anyhow, he ain't a double-crosser like you thought.
No, and I'm sorry I said that. I didn't really mean it, but oh, gracious, he's such a smart aleck. Life won't be worth living around here with him boasting all over the place.
Oh, now, I reckon you got him sized up all wrong, Carrie. But let's forget that now. Say, let's go with that message again. I don't just see how he worked that mail through yet. What's that about defective equipment?
Eh? I don't understand it at all.
Hold on. I got it. Yes, sir. Yes. I remember now. We was a-worrying about that old mail car, yeah. About the whole bunch on them, yeah. That they gave us for the run. Mm-hmm. We figured it was a put-up job. And then Bill had an idea.
But I still don't understand.
Well, it is. It's kind of mixed up. But this is the hang of it. First, Bill Reed got the right side of the Postmaster General. Got him to let the Green Valley have a try for that mail contract.
Bill Reed again.
Oh, shucks. Now, wait a minute. We'd been trying to get that chance for 15 years. Everybody knew with the short line we got through the mountains, we would be sure to win out.
Yes, I know all about that.
All right. Now, it was dollars to donuts that Jacob Reed wouldn't let us get away with that contract if he could help it.
I know. And the only way he could do it was by pulling something crooked.
Sure, that's right. He had a lot of his own men a-working on this road, and he's holding all our mortgage paper. Yes, sir. Looked like a cinch to get control of this road, but then we went and overplayed his hand.
Well, what do you mean, Pop?
Why, he sent his own son, young Bill Reed, out here to work with me, and that's where he slipped up.
Possibly. But what about this wonderful scheme of Bill's?
Well, all right. Oh, yes, I was coming to that. When young Bill landed here and found out the kind of game his old man was a-playing, the boy got so sore and... Well, he throwed in with our side.
And old Jacob Reed found it out.
Sure, he found it out. When the boys slipped it over on him, by getting a chance at that mail run, he was sorer than ever.
Got to be a family quarrel, I suppose.
Sure, that's right. That's it. Well, when we was all set to run that mail, we knew they'd try to pull something on the West End. And there was no way we could see to prevent it. So Bill got the idea of running the old 1010 with a pilot train ahead of the mail special.
Well, I can't see that that was so clever.
Well, we didn't rightly know what we could do ourselves, neither of us, until we heard about the defective mail car.
How did we come to get that old car like that anyway?
Well, that was a friendly little surprise the CKW cooked up for us. Yes, sir. They figured those old cars would cut down the time.
Oh, I see.
Instead of that, mm-hmm. It gave Bill his big idea. You see, according to the contract, we got to run the mail through in the cars we got at Glasgow. Unless anything goes wrong with them, in that case, we got the right to change to anything that's handy.
I see. So Bill Reed used that excuse to switch the mail over to the pilot
sure,
and went ahead with it.
Sure.
But the cars weren't all that bad, Pop.
Oh, not at first. No. But by the time Bill got through fixing the hilltop siding, I guess they were pretty bad.
Then he is crooked after all.
Listen here, young woman. When you're up against an outfit like the CKW, you got to beat him at their own game. Guess Bill has a little of the old man's nature in him at that. Yes,
a nice business, I must say. And so he transferred the mail to the pilot and went ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But he never told you what he was doing. And you were sitting here worrying. Even when the mail special was stopped, you didn't know the mail was on the pilot train. I don't call that clever.
Hey, now, hold on, Bill knew all the wires was tapped with spies listening in. He darsn't take a chance even to stop for a minute.
But they very nearly got the pilot at that.
Sure, they came mighty nearly getting her. Yes, sir. Guess she just slid through by the skin of her teeth and the track blew up behind her.
Yes, I begin to see.
Yeah.
But what's this about the shooting later on?
Well, now, that ain't hard to figure out. We're up against a pretty tough crowd. They must have got on the mail. Well, they must have got onto that mail idea, being on the pilot train. So they wired ahead to try and stop her.
And they got shot at old poor Mickey, huh? Well, that's awful. Surely you can find out who did that, all this crooked work and have them arrested.
Well, maybe and maybe not. See, when two railroads get to fighting, it ain't no use going after the little fellers. Gosh almighty, but that must have been a great run through the mountains. Fastest thing I ever saw. Yes, sir, and the fastest time I ever heard of.
I must say Bill Reed had a nerve, taking all those awful chances.
Well, Carrie, young Bill knew I was trusting him. Knew I'd trust him right through to the end. That's what you couldn't understand.
Oh, but I do understand it now, Pop, and I think it's wonderful.
Well, no, not wonderful. It's just my idea of being partners. Young Bill and me is going to make a pretty good team. I reckon I'm sure we'll give him a run for the money.
But my gracious, surely there won't be any more trouble. Surely old Jacob Reed will pull in his horns after the lesson he's had.
What? Him pulling his horns? Say, that old buzzard ain't even started. He's the smartest old cuss in America. And a right smart railroad man. Why, he's just getting his dander up.
Oh, my goodness.
Why, shucks, when this here story gets spread around, how the Green Valley outsmarted him and his men at every turn in the game, why, Jacob Reeves going to take hold of this thing personally. Say, this is only the beginning of the story. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hey, well, answer that, will you, Carrie?
Yes. Hello. Superintendent's office. What? Oh, wait a minute. It's the editor of the Green Valley Herald, Mr. Smithers. He wants to speak to you.
Sure. Hello there, Hank, you old stick in the mud. How are you, eh? What? You want a story? Say, you got any type about a foot high that you can use for headlines? Huh? Well, come on over. I got the biggest story you ever heard. Yeah. And I want you to bust her wide open. I'm going to spread her from here to New Orleans and up to the Kennedy border. Huh? Sure. Get your pencil sharpened and come on over. I'll give him a story.
Oh, dear.
Eh? Well, now what's wrong, young lady, huh?
Oh, I don't know, but I feel as if something tremendous is going to happen. And oh, I'm just a little scared, Pop.
Now, honey, you take it easy. You've been worrying about things too much. We got to have a little talk. But hold on now. There's a bunch of messages I ain't read yet.
Here's one from Sewell. It's rather silly, but you better read it.
Huh? Let me see it. Why, it's from young Bill. Yeah. Temporary track at Millpost 131 now okay for traffic. Well, that's good. Leaving here with the 10-10. We'll pick up engine 590. Running a second section, 72, arrive Morristown about 4:15. How about that celebration tonight? Suggest you make arrangements. Inform Miss Caroline Graham I expect at least 4 dances. Signed, Bill Reed. So that's what's worrying you, eh? Well, I'll have to talk to that young scallywag. Going and putting them sort of things in the railroad message. But I guess, under the circumstances, it's kind of justifiable. Huh?
If you'd only leave me out of it. I don't want anything to do with him.
Huh? Oh, I guess we got to have a little talk now, young lady. There's something back of all this. What is it you got against this boy?
Huh? Oh, it started in the East when Father and Mother were visiting with the Reeds.
Well, I know, but you didn't eat meat, Bill, till he got out here.
No, but somehow the idea started that...
Yeah, sure, I know. We figured you and young Bill would make a good match.
Yes, I think it was Mother's idea, mostly.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, Mr. Reed lent us the private car for the trip west. Bill was to have come along, but he dodged it somehow.
Sure, I heard about that.
And all day long in the car, Mother would be talking about this wonderful man that I was supposed to marry. When she got through, Father would come in and he'd start. Oh, my goodness, Pop, I hated the very sound of his name.
Before you'd even seen him, eh? Well, anything else, sir?
Oh, well, not really, but I did feel a little offended when he avoided traveling with us.
Gosh, darn it, if I ever did understand women folks.
Oh, but, Pop, any girl would be sore.
Well, maybe so. Well, so that's the whole tragedy, eh? Well, sure, it's mighty serious, Carrie.
You're not laughing at me, are you, Pop?
Why, no. Didn't I tell you it was mighty serious? Gosh, there ain't anything to be done about it, but I'm glad you told, Carrie. I'm glad you told.
Thank me. Thanks, Papa. You're such a dear old thing.
Well, I ain't so old as I was this morning. The news this here mail run just took 10 years off me, and I feel pretty good.
Now I must get along. Father will want to hear all about the run.
Now, don't forget to be on hand at 4:00. We got to give the boys a welcome.
Oh, no, I couldn't, Pop,
but
really.
You've got to be at the celebration tonight.
But I don't want to go.
Now, just as a favor to me, Carrie.
But if you expect me to dance with Bill Reed, you're mistaken.
No, nothing like that. That's your business. I ain't got a thing to do with that.
Well, all right, then.
Well, fine. See you tonight, then. I got to wait here and meet the boys on the train.
All right. Goodbye, Pop.
Yeah, goodbye. So long, Carrie.
Victory for the old Green Valley Line. Tune in and listen to the big celebration in Morristown tonight. Don't miss the next episode of the Green Valley Line.